you missed any of the show, grab the podcast.
Free every day at TNTRadioEmpire.com. iTunes or on the Stitcher app. You're listening to the Todd and Tyler Radio Empire.
That's what I said. You got to wig the game.
That is what he said. Oh, Lou, Sean Gannett a little later on this morning. Nick's got a gig tomorrow night, a live comedy gig.
Tomorrow.
We've been plugging this since March. Are you nervous?
It's exciting. No, I'm really looking forward to it. Yeah, 8 p.m. at the Farmhouse Lounge just outside of Weeping Water with Austin Anderson, Richard Reese, John Tom.
The whole gang back together doing a live comedy show. Enjoy it. Stay social distance.
Yeah, I've got links to tickets on my social media. And if people buy tickets early, they get a drink. It'll include a well drink from the bar.
We also had, a couple weeks ago, the guy with the girl. What was the story? They were supposed to show up.
Oh, the uncle.
Oh, she had the sugar uncle.
Oh, that's right. And he was worried about her going away with this dude and having sex with him.
Taking trips with the guy.
Which we think, and they were having sex.
Doing overnight stays.
Yeah, but it had nothing to do with the kids. They were just hanging out, yeah. So if that guy shows up, make sure you meet him and talk to him a little bit.
Yes.
Yeah. Walk up. Dude, if you're listening, walk up to Nick. Say, I'm the dude, and this is the chick with the sugar uncle. The sugar uncle's probably going to be there, too.
Yeah. If you don't want to say anything, just wink real big with one eye. I'll know it's you.
Would you like to play a game? Would you like to play who's older, or would you like to play who's taller?
Same people?
Nope.
Both.
Yeah.
Well, we will play one of them now and one of them later.
Older.
Something to look forward to, like Nick's comedy gig.
It's Magic Johnson's birthday today.
All right.
He's pretty tall.
He's 6'9".
Yeah, he's taller.
He is taller than Susan Olsen.
Yeah, she's from the Brady Bunch.
Cindy Brady from the Brady Bunch. Who's older, Magic Johnson or Cindy Brady?
Oh. Magic Johnson graduated from, I think he was a senior, actually, at Michigan State. Would have been 1979. He'd been 22. Let's just go with that. That means he's 12 and 69. He's older.
He's 60 or 61.
He's older than she is.
And Cindy Brady is?
Not yet 60.
Yeah.
Is my guess.
I'm going Magic.
Yeah,
Johnson's
I'm going Magic.
Older.
Magic's older.
Magic is 61.
And she's 59.
Susan Olsen is 59.
There you go.
Good. Wow. Yeah.
That's excellent.
But
it's kind of creepy at some point.
Well,
how's that creepy?
It's just weird the way his brain holds on to that.
First of all, the Brady Bunch. I watched Brady Bunch first run. Me and Todd, and I don't know if you watched it, Craig.
No.
You'd been, okay, but I watched that first run. And I remember always wanting to find out how old these kids were as they got older.
Right.
How old they actually were. And I remember the youngest kids being a certain age. Let's go with that.
Wow.
59. And Magic Johnson was easy because Michigan State played Indiana
State. That was 79,
yeah. 79, nobody was coming out of college early then.
No, everybody went to college 4 years
right,
then.
Right. So he at least was 21, maybe 22. So I think
that was excellent.
Although it's pretty good, I applaud myself. Don't get me wrong.
Yeah, you should.
But I also think it was one of the easier ones to figure out for me at least.
And Magic's taller. Is that the game?
Yeah.
No.
Yeah.
Magic is not involved in who's tall.
Oh, come on.
Everybody picked Magic, didn't they?
Yeah.
Okay, we're all wanting to know.
Yeah. I'm surprised he's not older than, more than 2 years older than her.
Well, that's, once again, I figured out, I exactly knew how old she was, so I kind of figured he had to be a little older.
I just pictured him watching that show and, it's weird that he would have been that close in age to Cindy Brady.
Yeah, you're
Cindy
right, because you're thinking, you have nothing to relate it to. People,
No, Cindy Brady.
When people are famous younger and people are famous older, you think that, you can't imagine them being the same age.
Was Cindy the middle one?
No, she's younger.
No, young
okay.
One.
Yeah.
Jan
was middle one, right.
And Marsha was hot.
Right. I saw a great, remember, I don't know, most people, even in reruns, probably know most of the storylines of some of the Brady Bunches. So this isn't really an old school thing because I know a lot of younger people watch the Brady Bunch too. There was a scene where she was dating the oldest one. Marsha was dating this dude who stole Greg's football playbook for his because he was a rival football high school team. But he told her the reason he stole it was he wanted to beat him in the football. Somebody compared that to what Trump said yesterday about voting. On Twitter. And the way the guy wrote it was hilarious. It reminds me exactly the same time. You don't tell people out loud what you're doing. Yeah, because he said yesterday, I'm screwing the post office so the Democrats cannot win by voting. He says it out loud.
Yes, he did.
Just like that guy character in that scene takes the playbook and tells the sister, and she turns to Greg and say, oh, he took it because he wants to cheat. So it was a weird analogy. I get it.
Don't I remember that episode?
Oh, you don't?
I'm pretty sure I saw them all.
You had to. Yeah. Greg's playbook was stolen, man.
You don't steal the playbook.
No. He was using Marcia to get the Greg's playbook.
She doesn't deserve that.
No, she didn't.
No.
That wasn't the one where Joe Namath showed up, was it?
It might have been. No, that was for Bobby, though.
That's right.
Yeah.
Now I got to watch them all again. Just to catch up. Does anybody carry that?
I haven't seen it recently. I don't know if it's Nick and Knight has
it. Not on one of the local channels, digital sub-channel things.
No, those are usually, there are a lot of black and whites and a lot of shows you don't even know existed. Craig and I talked about
that's right.
A lot.
Shows I didn't even know existed.
There was a lot of old westerns. Granted, we weren't alive in the
50s. MASH is on one of those now.
MASH is on one of those, but there was a lot of old westerns that I didn't even know existed.
Yeah.
Yeah.
The oldest series that I've seen on Netflix is the original Star Trek. And that was what? 69?
67, 68, 69, 60, yeah, somewhere in there.
Might have been earlier than that.
Yeah. There's no black and white on Netflix?
That's a great question. Says no Twilight Zones on Netflix because Twilight Zones is one of the best series ever. You know what? They probably don't because people are going to go, I can't watch that.
I haven't scrolled through all of Netflix because no one has.
It's endless.
It's pretty impossible to scroll through all of Netflix.
No. The Brady Bunch is on MeTV.
Is it now? Me?
Yep.
Okay, got it. All right.
And it says here that it's also on TV Land.
There's a Me and there's a This.
I think there's a Wii TV as well.
The Me and the Wii TV are usually like a network affiliates
of the
digital channel. Maybe you can get it over the air too.
You can, but you have to have an antenna.
Right.
Well, we're all 1-0.
And who's
digital
got
antenna?
Feels good.
Nobody's going to the weekend being an 0-2 guy.
I want one, Todd.
A digital antenna?
Yes.
Yeah. Well, I wanted to get one too because every once in a while, in fact, every year. Network has a pissing match with a DirecTV or a Dish TV or some cable company routinely. So they threaten, and then it goes away for a couple of days maybe, and then they figure it out, and it comes back on the air. But sometimes, there was one, ABC, I think it was the ABC affiliate, was having a pissing match with DirecTV.
Right.
And there was some ABC programming that I wanted to see. I think football was coming up.
Yeah, those digital antennas are about $20.
Yeah.
We have one of those.
You can go.
Yeah, I've got one.
Oh,
it's a little blaster.
Good,
but
one,
I seem to remember I didn't have enough inputs on the old TV to stick. So I would have had to unplug DirecTV and stick in the digital antenna.
No, the one that I've got goes through the old coax hookup.
Oh, really?
The old actual cable.
Ghost baby.
That's good.
Ghost baby's coming from Craig, man.
You have to nail him to the wall now. You can't just set it on the TV. Ours is just like a flat piece of plastic.
Oh, see, I've got one of those, the flat ones, and I just stuck it down under the TV stand. It's fine.
Ah. Does it work?
Yeah. Right. Yeah, it pulls in 20-some channels.
Wow. We're going to be stunned, or you will be stunned by this news about the new study. It finds that consuming the marijuana after your workday is done has no impact on your next day's job performance.
No. There's no hangover. No, I don't know, man. Some edibles put me down. So explain that to me.
Yeah,
I don't smoke weed, but when I used to, once in a great while, I definitely was not hungover, but some edibles will take you down.
Yeah.
If I eat the edibles.
Some of them are strong.
Too late.
I mean, you're done the next day for a while.
You'll just be a haze that follows you for a little while.
Right, right. And that's basically a hangover.
I didn't notice.
That's basically a hangover. I have.
He says while yawning. Geez, what's this haze thing you're talking about?
It's all in your head.
Yeah.
There's nothing in my head.
So I think the edibles actually do give you a hangover.
I don't think so.
Yeah, they seem to linger.
Yeah.
Depending upon how much you consume.
Now, the results show that marijuana use before and during the workday decreases performance.
Of course it does.
But supervisors did not report a drop-off in workers who use it after work. Supervisors are more likely to report declines in citizenship behavior and increases in counterproductive work behaviors among employees using right before and during work hours.
I know a guy that has a business job. I'll just say that. I want to give him up. And he drinks, but he would say he told me that he would probably stop drinking altogether and just smoke weed, except they pee test him, and it's an office job. I mean, and so to explain that to me anymore, it's just so crazy. The corporations still do that when he, and rightly so, he could be hung over his cell and he's got to be at work. And he drinks. Don't get me wrong. He drinks. And he said, I said, you're probably right. Because he's been high before, but he can't do it now because of P test and he's got a really good job.
True. Yeah, I've been struggling.
So explain that to me. I mean,
it doesn't make any sense.
No sense. The corporation, it makes no sense.
Well, it costs them money.
Right.
It doesn't make sense in a lot of ways.
No. Yeah, well, if the boss is one of the old schoolers that think that marijuana and heroin's the same thing.
Like our dumb face in Lincoln.
Right.
Right.
Yeah, I wouldn't be able to work somewhere that it doesn't make any random tests.
It doesn't make any sense. No.
No, you wouldn't.
No.
I would be fired. You failed that test. But yeah, it's probably going to happen repeatedly, so that's an issue. Let me know.
Our boss, old Whiskey Tom, rest in peace, Tom, he years ago, and he was a straight arrow. I mean, he drank a little bit. That's why we used to call him Whiskey Tom, but he was recovering for years. He said if they started drug testing in radio, he'd have nobody on the air. I mean, he said that. I'd have like three people in the hallways. As opposed to, that was, there used to be a lot of people working here.
Nobody cool.
Yeah. And he said, it's just dumb. It's entertainment.
Right. Not only that, he also knew that the people that he was talking about weren't necessarily smoking every day.
No. They were
and maybe they did once a week or once every couple of weeks,
right.
Or
and
maybe it was a month ago.
And they weren't doing it at work. They were showing up and doing their job.
Right.
And they were talented people, yes.
Right. He knows they would still show up somehow, even if it was a couple of weeks ago.
Well, why shouldn't that exist for regular white-collar guys who just go into work and bust their ass
and
they're not hungover?
It should, but you know. Yeah.
I know.
People are bosses like Dumbface.
Yep.
So my takeaway is
I like just that term dumb face.
We can all start smoking dope after we get off the air.
Yeah.
Except for Nick, who has another job.
Yeah, but
that's
I can start
correct.
Smoking once I'm done with that job.
Yeah, right.
And usually
I will tonight.
I will wait till after my workout. Mm-hmm. And now in the morning,
well, you're disciplined.
Right after we get off the air, we do the swimming thing.
With bow legged women.
And then I take a nap and I'm up at 2:30 and I'm just looking at the vape and why not?
Do the old ladies in the pool look at you and go, I heard a show this morning, Todd. Come on.
No, they don't.
Come on.
Really?
Swim under my legs.
Because I don't really talk to anybody there.
Well, that's good.
Yeah, I just swim my laps and
they
get out.
They haven't heard the bow-legged women bit,
and go
right?
home.
Okay.
No, they
don't,
haven't.
They don't say, hey, I can make these things bow.
They don't see you yearning for
I
it.
I can make these things bow.
I'm not sure what that means.
I love it.
Yeah, when I
you make those bow for me.
There's maybe five or six people there at the most.
All right. So what was the story? Oh, weed.
We're moving on.
Yeah.
Good.
Go ahead and smoke weed after work. It's not going to affect your
job performance.
Right. Your success.
The next day.
You're fine for the next day.
Mia Khalifa. You may remember her from porn.
I do, by the way. We talked about her a month or so ago, and I Googled her again.
Yeah, you'd like her. She's
she's talented. She's
Lebanese ex-porn star.
She's a Lebanese chick, and she was a flash in the pan.
Well, the Muslims hated her.
Yeah. She did some things in garb.
Right, in the hijab.
Right.
Yeah, and that wasn't cool for them. So after just a few months of doing that, she quit. She said that she only ended up making $12,000 off that specifically. But
there's some dispute.
There is some dispute on that. Well, nevertheless.
What's she doing now for money?
She has, I don't know. She's probably an influencer of some sort.
Yeah.
Or she's probably pimping something.
Okay.
I don't know. No, she doesn't do porn now.
I know.
And no, she says.
Yeah, porn's like the fourth thing that comes up on Wikipedia. It says she's a social media personality, sports commentator, webcam model, and former pornographic actress.
She has
now porn would come up first. I thought I'd Googled the wrong person.
Yeah.
Like, a social media influencer. I thought she was naked.
She is putting up her famous glasses, her infamous or famous glasses. She has these glasses that she wears, and
yeah, they were basically,
she's instantly
they worked as
recognizable.
A sneeze guard, but it wasn't snot.
They are instantly recognizable if you are familiar with Mia Khalifa at all.
Yeah,
she is putting up those glasses
on, right, yeah.
For auction to raise money for Beirut and victims of the huge.
Well, that's a good story.
Yeah.
But what creep's going to buy those?
Oh, yeah.
I love these in porn.
Right. Well, here's the
trouble. I put them on a mannequin.
Does it still have ball sweat on them? You know they do.
Anything I buy, I ask that question.
And if not,
people
can you
put some
on there?
People are tired of you going over there.
Just tell them there's no ball sweat on this. I know what he's going to ask.
I don't want them if they've been cleaned.
Sir, they're apples.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. Exactly.
Oh, ball sweat on there.
It's a salty sweet thing for me.
So here's the trouble with this. The bids are up to $100,000 and people think the bids are fake.
I bet they are.
Oh,
that's,
they may
that's
be.
Too much money. Real guys really, really in the porn are not ponying $100,000 up. That gets you laid.
Now, so one person said if someone will pay thousands of dollars for water that touched someone's ass, they'll pay hundreds of thousands for a piece of history in the porn industry. So some people think that it's all right, and people are that the bids are legit, but
how
most
do you
people
know
think
fake?
That they are not. You know they are fake when they win and then don't pay.
There's no money, right? And you don't send it out till they pay, right?
Till they win.
Yeah.
For $100,000.
Yeah, win and pay. Yeah.
You could pick out a porn star that you really like and probably spend a month with her.
Easily. When we used to talk to the late Dennis Hoff, porn stars are up there all the time.
Sure.
Yeah, you might stay with you for a month.
And then say, listen, at the end of this, can I keep your glasses?
it's my ball sweat.
You get a little more out of it than just a pair of glasses.
She also asked those who are not interested in her personal items just to donate to the Lebanese Red Cross instead.
That's a good idea. There they just call it the Red Cross.
They do. Unless they call it the Red Crescent there.
Oh.
Oh, okay. Oh, Craig, getting all heady on us there.
I like that. Right at the end about this story about glasses covered in ball sweat.
Craig got all intellectual on us, didn't he? Yeah. That's
nice.
That's what we do. Educated potty mouse.
The largest heroin bust in Georgia's history. Authorities say they seized.
They took the whole bar, huh?
Yeah. 170 kilograms of heroin, 10 kilograms of cocaine, 8 keys of weed, and more than $1 million in cash, 41 firearms, and they busted Freckleface Sean.
Who the hell's Freckleface Sean?
Yeah, he's
big. Big dude, huh?
Yeah, he's big.
It's obviously a white guy.
I don't know. I didn't see a picture of Antonio Deshaun Daniels.
All right.
Well, Freckleface would lead me to believe he's probably white.
Except for Dennis Johnson.
Yeah?
Played for the Celtics. He had freckles.
Antonio Deshaun.
There are black people with freckles.
Daniels.
Not as common, though.
No.
Robert J. Murphy, special agent in charge of the Drug Enforcement Administration's Atlanta Field Division, said...
What was his first name?
That's again? A ridiculous amount of heroin.
Freckleface Sean?
Freckleface Sean.
You know, he's like one of those old gangsters that hates his nickname.
Yeah, I'm not seeing any freckles.
You know, like Babyface, that guy hated that. He would shoot you.
I mean, it's kind of a grainy mugshot, but I don't see any freckles on this black guy.
Don't call him freckles. He hates it.
Authorities estimate the value of the drugs at $8.5 million. By far the biggest heroin seizure in Georgia's history. Agents involved in the case said that Freckleface Sean was connected to the Jalisco New Generation cartel in Mexico. They found authorities were tipped off about Freckleface Sean after a seizure of $7 million in Mexico last year. They found financial ledgers that allege that he received over 1,000 kilograms of cocaine between August of 2018 and October of 2019. He returned more than $31 million in drug proceeds to the organization, and more arrests are expected.
You can't put a name in the ledger.
They did.
No.
Man.
Yeah.
No, that sounds like the stuff of movies right
sign
there.
For this heroin. Sign for this heroin. Yeah. You sign for this heroin, sir? Sure.
Coming soon to theaters, Freckleface, a drug story.
I'll check that out.
Sean Gannett later on.
You're listening to the Todd and Tyler Radio Empire.
Hey, it's Todd and Tyler.
And thank you for listening to the podcast.
Please take a second to tell us how much you like the podcast.
And don't forget to comment.
Thanks again. On to the next podcast episode.